in Simen, Lamed Vav, Digduk, Ksibosam, Oboi Gimel, Seifen. This is how one should be medagdik in the Ksiva Saisir. Tzorich ledagdik b'Ksiva Saisir, Shulay Tishtane, Tzuras, Shum Achas Mehem. That when one is making the ice, one should make sure that the tzure, the proper tzure, the proper form that the ice is supposed to have, should not change. It should have a tzure of the ice. V'loy sedame la'acheres. It should not look like a different ice. Hago. Now the Ramah says, Yichtayv b'chsiva tamo. That means, afilu, it has the proper tzurim, but it should be a ksiva shleima. We'll see exactly what this means. Kimavu b'tur b'shapoyskim, v'yedu eitzel asayfrim, v'yimshina b'tzura saksav, einay posol. That means, preferably, the ksav should be written a tzura tamo, but that doesn't puzzle. Now, there's two things, this tmuna sa'isiyos and this tzura saksav, and we will elaborate. B'ksive, so here it says, the Mechaber speaking about when one writes the ois, he should make sure, shaloi tishtane tzura shum achas mehem. That the ice should be written properly. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hu adin im nishtana ha'ois mitzurasa achar haksive." If the tzura of the ice changed after the ksive, ayidei nekev ikra etishtosh the posuk v'lel besimin lamed beis. Let us just give a moshul. That one of the halachas are that the, let's say here we have just a picture over here that the regel of the tuf should touch the gag of the tuf. It should be one goylam, one entity. The vav of the base should not be split. So all these things, it's irrelevant if it happened b'shas ksive or it happened later. But after the, but now it doesn't have a tzure of a tuf. So that's what he's saying over here. That so it's irrelevant if it happened b'shas ksive or it happened afterwards. Tzuras. Afilu im shinoi. Hatzura hoyerak b'miktzas ha'is. The shini was b'miktzas ha'is. Kain shechosel horoshe la'alef, oy koitza yud, oy shenogu ha'alef, yudei ha'alef begaga alef v'chadoyme. Now let us see. He's saying three cases. Case number one is we have over here. An aleph is a yud, and above and another yud. An aleph is it should be a yud on top. If he makes, there's no yud over here. He made something that's it, but that's not a yud. So if it doesn't look like a yud, so this is possible. Case number one. Case number two, a yud. The gray picture over here is a proper yud. A proper yud has two koitzim. It has a regel yamin. That's over here. On the right side is a regel yamin. And then there's a koitz on the gag, a smoli. So a yud has two koitzim. Rashi shita is the koitz has to be the regel yamin. The main tam sheet is you need a koitz on the regel smoil. So if a person will make a yud without any of these koitzim, so this does not have the tzure of a yud. Or case number three, he says that there has to be a yud. What if the he took the Rosh of the Yud and extended it to the Emtza Ha'alef. That's case number three. You don't have a Yud over here. You have one long entity over here, so that is not a Yud. So these three cases are cases of the Zashinui of the Tzuras Ha'ois. That means an Aleph has to have a Yud on top and a Yud on the bottom. If there's no Yud on top, he can make it two ways. He can make that he extends the Rosh HaYud till the top, but you don't have a Tzur of a Yud. That's possible. Or if there's no Yud on top, like in this case, it's possible. Or a Yud has to have two kites in. And if it's missing one kite, it is possible. So that's called a Shinui in the Tzur HaSais. So now let us again see the lotion of the Mishnah. We'll appreciate what we just said. Im shinui atzura yarak b'miktza sois. That means only a partial chalik of the ois was not written properly. Kigoyim. Shechosa ha-roish shel ha-alef. The roish of the alef has to be a yud, and he made something that's not a yud. Oy koitz ayud. The koitz ayud is either the regular yemini or the koitz betzatzmael. It's missing that. I mean, they have a yud, but there's a chelik that is missing. Oy shenogu yudei ha'alef begag ha'alef, that the thick chelik of the yud extended to the gag ha'alef, and it means you don't see a tzur of a yud. You'll ask a tinnik, what is this? He'll tell you it's an aleph for you. By Mahani, Kivin Shonu Yoidim Shein Tzurosei Olea Koroi. We know this is not the proper tzurim. So he says, Tzuru Shemachas Mehem, it shouldn't change the tzura that it needs. V'loi Sedame La'acheres. And it should not have a similarity to another ice. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, Ra'isi b'seifa ma'isei rekeach, shehevi ledina b'shem tshuva me'oranach, simen aleph, shekosev da filu imrak miktas ha'ois nidme la'ois achar poso. A filu miktas of the ice has a similarity lois acher. This is possible. Now, this is, let us just explain what he means over here. A person made a kuf. A person made a kuf. Now, let's see. This is a proper kuf. He made a kuf. Now, we see on the kuf is like a tag on top of the kuf. That's a kuf. Now, he made this tag a little longer. He made this tag a little longer. So now, if I will not look at the regal of the kuf, I'm going to say, oh, it looks like a lamed. It looks like a lamed because this is by Mishalam. If I make this tag a little longer, a little taller, so it will come out, I made a lamed. But that is if I don't have the bottom regal of the kuf. So I can think it's a lamed. The minute I have the bottom regal of the kuf, I see clearly it's a kuf. I can figure out it's a kuf. So now the shaila is, what is the aloch in such a case? If I look at the ois, the complete ois, I can see it's a kuf. Please, let's not fool ourselves. I see it's a kuf. So even if this tag is a little longer, and perhaps there's a similarity to a miktsas of this ois to a lamed, but if I look at the whole ois, I see it's a kuf. So that is the shaila. Is there a psul in this? If when by looking in the complete ois, I know what the ois is. Or no, maybe if you look at this chalik of the ois, I could mistake this for a lamed. That is the shaila, what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. Let us just see again. ראיסי בספר מעשה רכך, שהביא לדינה בשם תשובס מרנך, סמנל, שכוס זה אפילו אם רק מקצס או איס נדמה לא איס אחר, פוסל. If a mixus of the ois looks like an ois acher, it's possible. That's what the Maranach says. Umidivrei hagro le'el besimin lamed bei sif yudches lo'imash mekein v'chein kosav aprichotosh. Now, there's a very interesting goin. The goin says like this. When we look at the at a ches of a sefer Torah, so a ches is really two zayins and a chatoitres on top of it. Let us see a ches for 1 minute. This is a ches. This is a ches. A ches is two zayins and a chetetres on top of it. So this is a ches. Now, what will be the din if a person made a hay and the hay, the yud of the hay is touching the gag? So there's a problem. It looks like a ches, because now the both are touching the gag, so the yud of the hay looks like a ches. So the goyim says, but please, this is not a ches. A ches doesn't look like this in a sefer Torah. A ches looks like two zaynin and a chataytris. So the goyim says that if you'll have such a case, that the yud of the hay, you'll have a gag shove, and the yud will touch the hay. It's if you look at the holois, it's not a ches because a ches is two zayinim. So we see from the goyin that means if you look at partially at the ois, both aglayim are touching the gag. But if you look at the ois, this is not a ches. This is a hay. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. The Mishnah Berurah is speaking about as follows. The Mishnah Berurah is, we are on Simin Lamed Vov. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Gimel. So now let's again see this Mishnah Berurah. L'acheres reisi b'sefer ma'aser keich she'hevi l'dine b'shem tshuvas maranach semenal she'kos rabim avrak mikzis ha'is nidmo lo is ach apostle, and that was he had a long tag over the kuf. So if you look at the top of the kuf, it looks like a lamed. So even though if you look at ois b'shleimusa, you see it's a kuf. He says it's possible. Midivrei agro leil b'simen lamed beis if yitches leimash mekei b'chein kosam aprichotish. Now, so there we were speaking about where there was a ishtanus, there was a change in the tzuras ois. Now the Gemara says ulechatchile yichtoiv, a person should write b'ksiv otame kemavur b'tur b'shar poiskim v'yidu eitzel asfor mil m'shine b'tzur z'aksav einoi posel. Now let us just see what a ksiv otame means. That means if a person will make a shin like this, he makes a shin like this. Be'iker adin, this is a kosher shin. This is a shin. But it's not a ksiv otame. That means it's not. The shleimus of the ksav is that it should look like such a shin. But it's not tamo. So the Gemara says, l'chatchili should make it tamo, but the evidence, if it still has a tzuras ha-shin, it's also good. Now, let us see b'ksiva tamo. Let's say, b'ksiva tamo shleimo b'tmunas o'ishis k'fi b'ashe limdu me'talmid v'kabolus o'rishayinim v'piyasot k'mubu b'sheishu b'simintzea. But im shine, haynu shalai kosav tmunas o'ishis ha'muskorim b'svorim. The svorim wrote us how the o'ish should be properly written. Avot munis ois, so that's good. Aber Tmune Sa'ois, Miyu Tzorech, but that means it's, the Ksav is not proper, but you still have a Tzure Sa'ois. Miyu Tzorech, Moshe Kosov Lechabo, Shloi Tishtane. V'chol Shkein Shlo Yishanei Elo Yisache, Kei Mitalad L'Reish, Nami Beis L'Chof, Uche Doime. That means, this will be possible, if Tzorech should be a Talad, and it looks like a Reish, or the oi should be a beis, and it looks like a chof. So that's possible. That's called the, it's a different oi. Period. The kavone k'may shekosav ha-noide b'yehuda simen pei. The dovo, now the noide b'yehuda gave guidelines. The dovo she'ein lo shoyresh b'gmore. If there are certain ways an oisies are written, but there's no mekoyer in the Gemara that it has to be like this. The mekoyer is, that's how we write it. Ein lipsel ha'is avuza. Then you don't pass the dice. Now, so now the Mishnah Berurah tells us what he did to help us. So a person should know what the lechatchila, the koyfen of ksiv is. The gameza prat yesh le shoyres will make it mune soishis. And which prat is how the rikir tzura adoish has to be? He is a likube, a full b'lievet, lechain his chazakti be'ezras Hashem yisborach. That means it was a big avoyde. For sisi al zeh kuntres miyuchid b'seif simen zeh. That means in the end of this simen, the Mishnah Berurah wrote a whole kuntres on Tzuras Ha'ishis, which Beis Hashem will be learning them all. And so we should know what is Meikir Adin, what is not Meikir Adin. The Karosiv b'shem Mishnah Seifrim, the Kalalti boy gam kitzer klolit in a kofas gvil, v'chot teiches, shtrek a sidra, mibabri v'godem b'shar achoy. Fine. Siv Beis, kol ois, Tzricha liyois goylom echot. Each ois has to be, goylom echot means one complete ois. It should not be a space in between the ois. Lochein tzorech liyois b'nekude sha'al ha'alef kimin yud. B'nekudish ha-tachteo, u'b'yudei ha-shin v'ayin, v'achayri tzadi, shi'yinoigis v'ois, u'b'achashayin ha-negas, psulim. Now, let us just see what he just said over here. Here we have a very good seal, so we know what we're talking about. Here, an aleph, this is an aleph, so aleph should be, the yudin should touch the emsa ha'aleph, the shin, the yudin should touch. Now, here he has all cases where it didn't touch. The aleph here didn't touch. The two yudin, it didn't touch. The shin, the middle, there's a space in between. An ayin, there's a space between the yud and the rest of the ayin. The tzadi, there's a space between the yud and the, this is like a nun and a yud. There's a space in between. So in all these cases, I have cases that the ois has to be shalem, and if there's a space in between, that's possible with the evidence. Now, let us see now the Mishnah Berurah. Let us again see the lotion of the Mechaba, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Kol ois. Every ois tzricha liyos goylom echod. It's be one complete ois. That means all the components should be touching one the other. Lachain tzorch liyos b'nekude sha'al ha'alef. That means the yud that's on the aleph, she k'min yud. B'nekude sha'tachteo, and the yud that's on the bottom chelik of the aleph. U'bi yudei ha'shin. That means the two roshin of the shin. V'ayin, and the rosh of the ayin, which is also a yud, on the right side. V'achayre tzadi, and that which is the right side of a tzadik, she'en noigois bo'ois. V'achas, if there's missing one yud that is not touching, she'en in a gas psulim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hashin v'ha'ayin, Sivkot Nevov. So the Yudim of the Shin and the Ayin, b'chol ha'roshim, all the roshim have to be touching. U'ba'achas, perish, afilu b'yud, echod min hashin. One Yud of the Shin is not touching. U'adin imyesh, hefsik be'emza ha'ois, or in the middle of the ois you have a hefsik. Let us say over here is a base. In the middle of the base is a hefsik. So the ois is not complete. It is, there's a separation in the ois. She'eina negas. It's not touching. So now the Mishnah Berurah says meridik halachis. Afilu im hapirud hudak. That means the separation, but the yud is not touching the rest of the shin, is minute. It's small. Afilu im hapirud hudak she'ein predosei nikir lehedye. That means if you look at it far away, it looks like everything is touching. You look closely, you'll see there's a space in between. Lemani can kriyas atinik. I'll call over atinik and I'll ask him, what is this? There's a space by between the yud and the end of the shin. I'll say, well, this is a shin. This is an aleph. So that he's 100% right. It looks like a shin and it looks like an aleph. Halachically, it's apostle a shin. It's apostle. It's apostle a aleph. Given lemani can kriyas atinik. Even she do or who? I say, I know what the ois is. If I don't know what this ice is it a dalad, is it a reish, as my kriya satinik, whatever similar with base people. Vacholze beloy tikkun. Avalaye de tikkun mahani, play lehevish like a sidron, imatinik kore lois. Okay. So he says, Legabi the psul of Shaloi Kesidron. That means I wrote further. So if you wrote further, I can't go back. So the loche is, but if you look at the ois, you can tell what ois this is. So there's no psul of Shaloi Kesidron. That means in the psul of Shaloi Kesidron, if I see this as an aleph, a tinny calls it an aleph, even though it's a puzzle aleph, I have to attach the roshim to the aleph, but since it looks like an aleph, so it's considered the aleph was written before the other ishis, and he needs a tikkun, so I'll be misaken it later. So that's puzzle. Man, you don't fix it, it's puzzle. But you'll fix it, even though it's shaloi kesidron, that means by tefillin the aloch is this ois has to be written before the second ois. And now it was puzzle, and I wrote the second ois, and I'll go back to the first ois. But since the tzur, it had a tzuret ois, even though it was puzzle, so I can fix it. If I don't fix it, it's puzzle.
Okay, but after the different case, it's not. We're
learning
to
it on Shabbat or Yom. No. Does he have this problem? There's a separation, yeah. Yeah. No. You don't call it tinnik. You don't. In this case, if the rabbi sees this as a separation, you don't call it tinnik. You put back the sefer Torah, or you get a hold of a sefer to be whatever it is. Here, you know, that tinnik doesn't help because I know it is a tzura of that ois, but it's possible. Fine. V'chein b'shar oisi ois. Now let's go back to the Loshon HaMechaber. V'chein b'shar oisi ois, it has to be connected. V'chein b'shar oisi ois, kigoyin ha'nekude shalamata shebegimu, oye nekude shebepei, o regu shebesoy chatov, v'lei togu b'ois, sheisefsek b'emtze eiz ois, it's possible. So here he has all these cases. Ha'nekude shebegimu, that means, if you look closely, there's a separation between the Nekuda of the Gimel to the rest of the Gimel, which is like a Zayim. The Nekuda of the Pei, this is not attached to the Gag of the Pei. The Nekuda of the Tov, the regal of the Tov is not attached to the Gag. Where the base is this Apiru, there's a space in between. So all these cases are possible. Yeah. So he just had a cloud. The atheists have to be shalem. They have to be connected. There's two atheists that don't have to be connected. Let's see the lesson of the Mechaber. Chutz mihei v'kuf. A hei and a kuf do not have to be connected. So that means like this. So here he has a picture. Here, a hei and a kuf is not connected. What will be if there will be a slight connection between the regal of the hay? You see, there's a small line that goes up to the gag. Or a slight connection between the regal of the kuf, it goes up. There's a thin line that's touching. So here it's touching. So if it's touching, that means there's some oisies have to be connected. Some oisies have to be separate. The regal of the hay cannot touch the gag of the hay. There's a very thin connection between the regal of the hay to the gag of the hay, but it's touching. So then it's possible. So he's just saying the certain oisies have to be connected. If it's not connected, it's possible. The certain oisies have to be separate. If it's not separate, it's possible. Fine. Shaloi liga. Now, he says, by these two oisies, the regal smoli of the hay, the regal of the kuf, should not be connected. Ulechatchile, yiyye hefsik b'chdei she'odam beinini, yakirenu heitev me'al seitze teire, shalgabe bime, k'shukoyre boy, period. That means, he's telling us as follows. That means, theoretically, if this is the gag of the hay, and the regal smoli of the hay is, if you look very close, it's not touching. So logically, it's good, because the regal smoli is not touching. But he says, lechatchile, it should be so far away that a person who is laning the Torah could see that it's not touching. That means Mikra din. It's kosher, afilu, if you have to look and then you'll see that it's not touching. But chatchila should be so far away that a person who's laning the Sefer Torah should be able to see, let's see, he's an amma away, he should be able to discern that the regal is not touching. That's a chatchila. Yeah. Gam lo yachika yoiser me'ayvi hagag. Now, he says, that means like this here. We have here, it also seems al-chatchila dekedin. Let's look at this hay. This hay is, it's zichan not touching the gag, but there's a big richuk between the regal of the hay and the gag. So al-chatchila, the richuk should not be more than the oive hagag. That means we look at this gag, and how thick is it? How wide is it? So the space from the gag to the regal should be the same distance. But if I make the regal all the way down, it's kosher, but it's not lechatchila. That means the tzura of the hay is, the proper tzura of the hay is, that's such a case, that it's not touching the gag, but it's not too far away from the gag. So that's the lechatchila. The gag. So we said, but there's two oisiyos that there should be a separation, and that's the hay from the gag and the kuf from the gag. So now the Mishneh Berurah says, v'hu adin ha-kuf b'yerechay she'betzidoy. Now, this case we're talking about over here. In this case, we have here a kuf, but it's touching yerechay she'betzidoy. That means it's touching over here. A kuf So he has to be separated from the God, has to be separated from the Yorech. So Memele, if it is touching, that means that a hay and a kuf, there has to be a separation between the regel and the other chalokim of the kuf. And if not, it's possible. Wadin a kuf bi reichesh betide. V'chol za afilim nase anegiya acha ksive. V'afilu im anegiya dake kechuta sairo. The negiya is mamish amashu. Uchamayish nizbala v'simen lamed beit. Ein schon betiken äußern, mein Kosser war ein Sinn, aber vorher habe ich schon mal gesittert und hier sind so ist es Puzzle, so it will be schon mal gesittert, if he wrote the next place. Now we're going to learn about the Din of Tagim. Sif Gimel. Zorich le Tayeg, a person should put Tagim in the Oisius of Shatnei's Gates. Shatnei's Gates. So that means, so here we know, here we have these oisies, Shatnei's Gaze, so all these oisies have tagim on the Roshim. This is Shatnei's Gaze, these should have tagim. And the tzaddik kufa, nun kufa, and end the nun. So these oisies should have tagim. Fine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. There's big reasons for it. I mean, Rabbi Kiva Yedeirish called Kais. The Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down over here a lotion, a very interesting lotion. No. That's also true.
Doesn't that
the tagim. He said for Rabbi Kiva, the Dardarshan. But here at the end, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Kosa b'seif egeres hatiu shatnis u'oisius sotan az. So that's shatnis. V'heim beis mekatregim gedolim. That means the sotan, there's a makatrig of the sotan, az is also very strong, and these, in the sotan and az, are makatrig and klal Yisrael. There's a gamkein sot shel shatnes gates, ki gates gamkein shem makatrig echad, a third makatrig. But tagim she'aleihem, the tagim which are not these oisies, heim kemoi cherev v'chanis le'inotzo mehem, it's like a weapon that protects us from these mekatregim. So we don't have exactly what we're speaking about, but there's mekatregim. There's mekatregim and klal Yisrael. They have three shemes, sotan, az, gates. And this is a protection that we have when on the tefillin, there's these tagim, and the mezuzah says these tagim, the Sefer Torah, this is tagim al kaponim. So this is a protection for Klal Yisrael. This is Apisod, what? This is Apisod, he says this. Sefer Igeres Hatil. I don't know, so the Mishnah Berurah brings it down at the end of the singing. So al kaponim is very choshev. It's very choshev. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, L'tayeg, afilu b'sefer Torah v'choshke b'tfilu mezuzah. V'atagim, heim shloisha tagim k'tanim v'dakim. There are three tagim, we'll see, I'll explain this soon. K'chuta sayra, they're very thin. Z'kufois, they're going vertically up, al eilu ha'oisiyas. Echod miyamin, one is on the right side of the ois. The echod mismail, one is on the left side of the ois. The echod milamailo, and one is going up the middle of the ois. The yesh oimrim and others hold the shloshta milamailo, that all three are on the middle of the ois. The chain noyagim. So what he's talking about, Here's a very nice picture, so now we're talking about. The first thing was that the tagim should be one on the right side, one on the left side of the oys, and one in the middle. That's what he says. The minig is that all three should be in the middle, not on the side. That's the minig, and we'll see. And the third thing is, this is Golgot, that those who are in the middle, we should make, they should look like three Zions, and we put something on top of them. So these are three oifanim, how the tagim could be made. One on the two sides of the oys and one in the middle. It's preferable to make all three in the middle, and it's real preferable to make that these three tagim should have like a head on top of them, that they should look like a Zion. Now, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Talk to Mishnah Berurah. Batagim ha'elu heim shloisha tagim ktanim. V'dakim, a tag is like a crown. V'dakim kechuta saicha, they're very thin. Z'kufay salelo oisiyas, they're going vertically up on these oisiyas. Echot, so the first way he said, echot mimin, v'echot mismil, v'echot milamayim. All three should be not jutting out from the side, but all three should be on the middle of those. V'chein noigim, v'chein kavdak hu kol tag v'tag. Kach noigim be'lelotzi. The tayviyos would be preferable. As is kol echot ke tmunas zayim, that it should not only be a straight line; it should be like a zayim. Actually, ktanim v'dakim moed. Shatnis gates. So, v'hu adin tzadi kefufo v'nun kefufo. That means he just said v'nun pshuta. So v'nun pshuta. Okay. So that is that. That means it's a tzaddik pufe, nanun pshuta. Okay, we'll stop here.